Wanda from their 48th studio record just came out called Thick, Rich, and Delicious. And we finished up that set of rock and roll with Shannon and the Clams and the track Wax and String. Well, I got one more song to spin for you guys before I pass everything over to Chris Crash and another episode of his excellent show Strong Style coming up next. And make sure to keep those digital tuners locked to the Rock and Soul stream, because after Chris Crash, you got Mike Sinn and Matt Clark, the 1-2 punch, who gives you what's happening from 9 to 11 p.m. Thanks so much for hanging with me for the last hour. Always appreciate it. Hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Until next time, adios.
Street. I spent a lot of time on my the right of all sentient beings. This is Strong Style Chris Crash on WFMU.
long. It looks like you have been stood up.
Your boyfriend's a no-show.
But you can catch a movie with me, huh?
Get lost.
Let's watch videos over at my place.
Beat it.
Ah, come on.
I have every anime show dating back to the 80s.
Bonwa. You're listening to Strong Style Chris Crash on the WFMU Rock and Soul Stream. My name is Chris Crash, here to rock with you guys again at the 8 o'clock hour for Super Tuesday. Got an exciting hour of music for ya. We just heard from the Saints, a classic of theirs, This Perfect Day. The Saints, with Mark Arm from Mudhoney on lead vocals, just rolled around Brooklyn this past weekend, and a huge show. Everyone from the world, the WFMU, turned out for it. A huge, huge event. Hopefully you got to see it. Before that, we heard from The Beaches out of Toronto with Slow Mo from their 2021 EP Future Lovers. And to start off the set, Sheena and the Rockets with a live version of Big Thrill from their double live album Captain Guitar and Baby Rock. And yes, Etsuko Ayakawa, a.k.a. Sheena Rocket, was born on November 23rd, 1953. So we just absolutely had to start the show with some birthday love to for the queen of rock and roll and the undisputed star of Strong Style, Chris Crash.
So let's kick off round one with some brand new Bamber Ghost. They also played this weekend at the Ghost Hawk Brewery in Clifton, New Jersey. It was Paul's birthday, big birthday jubilee. And they also have a hot off the presses brand new album out now called Darmageddon, their second full length release of 2025. It's a real ripper. And we're going to start off round one with the song Boyfriend Material. Coming up next on Strong Style Chris Crash. Ikaso!
Oh, don't stress, Lich. Bye.
court will notice, the log plainly shows the defendant's finger pressing the jettison button. The condition signal reads yellow alert, not red alert, but simply yellow alert. When the pod containing Lieutenant Commander Finney was jettisoned, the emergency did not as yet exist.
But that's not the way it happened.
Changing record, oh my, time functions falsely as a business, Wong Fei Hung! The devil!
Let's dance, boys!
You're listening to Strong Style Chris Crash on the WFMU Rock and Soul stream, and we just heard a brand new song from Radioactivity, Analog Ways, from their brand new album, Time Won't Bring Me Down. This iteration of Radioactivity features Jeff Burke of the Marked Men. He's kind of the leader of the band, and also features Mark from the band, as well as Dan Freed and Gregory Rutherford from Bad Sports. Kind of a Dirt Nap All-Stars lineup for this one. Great album. I was really looking forward to this one. For that, out of Brooklyn, Softcloth with a brand new single of theirs called Candid Squawk. AJJ out of Phoenix before that, the classic of theirs, Brave as a Noun, from their 2007 album, People Who Can Eat People Are the Luckiest People in the World. Really popular song of theirs, always. People always go crazy for that when they play that live. Before that, Brett Takis out of Tomintowel, Scotland, we heard a brand new single of theirs called Final Girls. And to start off the set, brand new from Bamberdust out of Jersey, Boyfriend Material from their brand new album, Darmageddon. All right, we're going to kick off round two with another incredibly important birthday tribute to another Japanese punk rock legend. This time, Michiro Endo, whose birthday it was a couple of days ago. He was born on November 15th, 1950 in Fukushima. Michiro Endo, of course, was the lead singer of The Stalin, an incredible hardcore band. I've played them a ton of times on the show before. I'm pretty sure the first time I was on WFMU, the first song I played was a Stalin song, and for good reason. Michiro Endo is one of the most recognizable faces in Japanese punk history. Yeah, like, the Stalin was one of the bands that, like, broke punk through to the mainstream. Like, he was... they're a hardcore band, and really aggressive and fierce one, too. And Michiro Endo's, onstage persona was, like, insane. He was... Like I've played the Stalin songs before. You know how much they rip. And, Endo-san was just, like, an absolute freaking demon on stage. And, like, he had a look that I can only describe as evil glam. And as he's ripping through the songs, he would, like, rip off all of his clothes and throw around firecrackers and pig heads. They got really he was extremely controversial, but unlike say your Gigi Allens of the world, whose, like, life went south after living the gimmick too much, Michiro Endo was completely upfront that, like, this is all an act, and this is just him expressing the intense views he has in the world through his art, and it's really great. And after the Stalin broke up, his solo stuff just was incredibly creative and still had that, like, that edge that all his old Stalin stuff had. So like I said, I think he's an icon. I really look up to him. He's an incredibly intelligent person and really entertaining. And we're going to kind of celebrate his birthday with a single of his, one of his grotesque new pop singles he put out in 1987 called Lucky Boy, coming up next on Strong Style Chris Crash.
Lucky boy. With whom will you dance?
With you. If you will ask me. You have shown that you can dance, and we are not really so much brother and sisters to make it improper.
No, indeed.
Hey, did you ever steal anything from a 5 and 10? When you were a kid, I mean?
No. I'm the sensitive, bookish type. Did you?
I used to. I still do every now and then, sort of to keep my hand in. Come on, don't be chicken. Anyway, you've never done it, and it's your turn.
You're listening to Strong Style Chris Crash on the WFMU Rock and Soul stream, and we just heard from the Tracy Lords out of Hagen, Germany, their version of the Patrick Hernandez classic Born to Be Alive. Before that, from the Fatal Fury special video game, one of the most iconic fighting games of all time, we heard the theme to Duck King, the American breakdance fight character, the song Duck Dub Dub. Produced by the SNK sound team, SNK, the company that makes Fatal Fury, ton of other video games as well. They always go above and beyond for their music releases. They release soundtracks, the MIDI computer versions of the songs in their games, but they also have an in-house music studio that produces fully arranged versions of all those songs, like literally every single track they've ever made. There is like a full band version of it, so it's always really, really cool. Before that, out of Lawson, Australia, we heard from Schudeitzer Kreuz, the song Trips and Trepidation from an awesome new album, Swan Grinder. for that, View out of Osaka, Japan. She is the lead singer of Aunt Sally, still active today, absolute icon in the Japanese no wave scene. We heard probably one of my favorite singles of hers from 1980, Shukyoku, which means finale. For that, DeSablu out of New Orleans, brand new single of his called Mama's Little Elvis. And to start off the set, Michiro Endo with a single song of a solo song of his, Lucky Boy, from the 1987 12-inch Terminal. All right, that's about it for me for this week. Had a ton of fun with you guys. I got one more song for you. It is by The Willard out of Okayama, Japan, who Terry T calls the Japanese Damned, and I absolutely agree. The influences are absolutely clear, and we're going to hear a song from their 1993 album, Funny Fears, which, using that logic, appears to be their take on the Phantasmagoria album. Thank you very much for listening, everyone. My name is Chris Crash. Arigato gozaimashita. I'll see you when I see you. So long. Stay tuned for What's Happening with Mike Sin and Matt Clark, coming up right after this.
If I tried, we stopped at a reality company to get some instant sleep. And the driver turned to said, "Welcome back." Smiled and he said, "Beep beep." What goes on, cheek to cheek? What goes on? I really wanna know what goes on all around me. What goes on? I went in to come on my dream of woman. She got a sequins in her hair. I like she stepped out of a Buffalina film. She sat in a white straw chair. I've also thought I'd take a second look just to see what I could see here. My scene had popped out like a bubble does. There was nobody there but me. I said, "The girl, you drank a lot of drink, me, but you ain't in a wonderland. You know I might have been there to greet you, child, when your trip from Sheba to Chisholm. What goes on, cheek to cheek? What goes on? I held in a bejeweled glove. Other nights they toast the tournament. The falcons they fly above. But your queen will a drink of a dew tonight. But the jester she cries alone. Because a Merlin spoke of an instant spell to make the devil's white knights moan. And all in all, the seagull said, as I look to where I've been, the whole wider human race is taken far too much method, friend. What goes on? Julian, you sat on a diamond ring and it talked of the days gone by. We spoke of a common kaleidoscope and the pros and the cons of Zen. And he spoke and you said to follow a piece of cake. It really did heaven, yeah. Bob Dylan, he said the matter had to broken hour pass in his. And a June is sat in a white lace, looking cool with a black lace fan. Oh, what goes on? Cheek to cheek. What goes on? I really wanna know what goes on. Yes, please tell me what goes on. I really wanna know.
everybody doing? I hope everyone is doing okay. Folks, you are listening to the What's Happening show. This is WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio Stream. My name is Mike Sin. I am coming to you live from Studio C, trying to get my buttons and everything in order here just because the levels are a bit different. But I am so happy that people are joining in. I am so happy that all 134 of you are tuned in right now. I'm very happy about that. I know each and every one of you. I see your names coming up. But thanks so much for joining you. Folks, Matt Clark is not here. Is not here this week. But in his place, because you guys wouldn't tune into the show if I was here by myself. You guys wouldn't stand around for that. You guys would be tuning into something else. I am here with Frank and Queens, and he brought down a whole bunch of records. Frank, say hello to the folks.
Hello, Mike. Hello, everyone out there. All 130. Did it go up? Is it 135 now? It's real-time ratings, folks.
We've lost one.
That's 133. Is that before or after you announced me?
It's 133. Did